slight little prayer to us. If you have got a need this morning, just believe that the Lord is here this morning to meet your very need.
Gracious and merciful Savior, we humbly come and bow before your throne of grace this morning. We thank you for the message you sent our way, the message of Malachi 4, the ministry of Elijah coming back again to minister to the needs of your children. We thank you because this is a ministry of restoration. We thank you because it's also a ministry of provision. We remember and time and again when your children were in distress and the ministry of Elijah was around, Father, the needs were satisfied. We remember that other lady who was in debt and the children were about to be taken away. But Elisha gave an instruction. And he said, empty the jars.
Oh God.
And they were filled with oil.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oil that was enough until the debts were settled. Maybe this morning they are your children. Some have shown by raising their hands, laden with debt, laden with different situations and circumstances. Others have got nothing to maybe put in their mouth when they go back home. But we thank you because they have come to the right place.
Thank you, Jesus.
A place where you come and minister to your children, oh God.
Amen.
We remember when Brother Branham was around, even them that did not have eyeballs were given eyesight. Them that did not have even nose were given nose, even because the power of restoration was on the earth again.
Thank you, Lord.
We believe we are still living in the days of the voice of the seventh angel. May you come and speak to your children tonight, this morning. Give them their heart's desire. Fulfill their thirst that's in their hearts for worship. We commit this service and the pastor into your hands as he'll be preaching. May you come, take a hold of him, Lord, and hide him behind the cross of Calvary so that your children can benefit. We thank you. We appreciate you, Lord. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. While you're standing, if you can open to Psalms 46. We'll start from the first verse. The Bible says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea.
Saka iso atingachki, kunyangwe nyika ikashanduka. Uye kunyangwe makomo akabviswa akaiswa mukati mamakungwa.
Though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof.
Kunyangwe mvura zhinji zvayo ikatinira nokumutswa. Kunyangwe makomo akadedera nokupupuma kwao.
There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High.
Amen.
May the Lord bless the reading of His word as you take your seats. I want to greet you this morning once again in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Deem it a grand privilege to be here this morning. It's the grace of the Lord. Sunday morning, there could be other places where you could be, but by God's grace, you are here in service.
Amen.
Want to thank the Lord for the wonderful singing. I almost wanted to come when the very first song was sung. That very song is our message tonight, this morning. So you almost tempted the preacher to come even the open prayer was made. Praise be the name of the Lord. But you know, sometimes I say, if the church is prayed up, the singers prayed up, the musicians prayed up, the preacher prayed up, yes, everything will dovetail.
Kana kereke yakanamata, vaimbi vakanamata, vanoridza vakanamata, nomuparidza akanamata, zvinhu zvese zvinoita kupfekana.
Sometimes I also don't understand.
Dzimwe nguva handinzwisisi.
Yes, when people say, yeah, I was not blessed in service.
Vanhu vanoti, nhangu ndandiri mushumiro asi handina kuona ropafadzo racho.
Maybe there could be two issues. That person could not have prayed, maybe. Yeah, we understand.
Ziripo. Kuda munhu iyeye ari kuti handina kuropafadzwa anogona kunge asina kunamata.
Or maybe he prayed and his prayer was not answered.
Kana kuti anamata hake asi mhinduro yake yatitori nguva.
Was I believe if you pray,
ndinotenda kuti kana ukanamata,
you can control the pulpit and the message that will be preached.
Iwewe unogona kutotyaira pulpit nemharidzo ichaparidzwa urimo imomo mbenji.
I want to tell you something.
Ndoda kutaurira chimwe chinhu.
I had several messages.
Ndandine mharidzo dzakati wandi.
I could not tell which one to speak about. So I believe somebody prayed, and that's exactly why we are talking about this message this morning. I'm sure that person will enjoy service today. I'm also going to enjoy service this morning. We'll read verse 5. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early.
Mwari ari mukati mavo havangazungunuswi. Mwari uchavabatsira kana utonga wotsvuka.
The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted.
Praise be the name of the Lord.
The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah.
Jehovah wehondo unesu, Mwari wa Jakobho inhare yedu.
Come. Behold the works of the Lord. What desolations he hath made in the earth. I know one brother who enjoys verse 9. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow. He cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Praise his holy name.
Unogumisa kurwa kusvikira paguma kwenyika. Anovhuna uta nokuvhuna-vhuna pfumo. Unopisa ngoro dzokurwa nomoto.
Why does he do that?
Ko anoitire izvi.
Be still and know that I am God.
Iwe zorora uteramire uziva kuti ndini Mwari.
This morning we're going to talk about be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth.
Verse 11
is a repetition. That's an emphasis. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. So for those people who are going to be still, the Lord is saying he is with us. He is going to be your refuge. Human nature is, you always want to do something. When a situation arises, you want to lay your hand in something so that when the testimony is given, you say, it is my hand.
But
the Lord is saying, be still and know that I am God.
When
you put your hand, God will not do anything. When you put your hand, you will fight your own battle. But when you give up, when you say, I stand still, that's when God is going to show his power. Praise be the name of the Lord. By standing still, in fact, you are admitting that I'm not able, I'm not capable. I'm escalating the issue to you, Lord. Small issues, yes, you can sort out. But when it comes to those humongous issues, big and gigantic issues, yes, you have to stand still. God will then come in and take over. So when we are talking of being still, my brother, we are not looking at these small, little things. We are looking at those things that, yes, even real men, yes, are scared to face those things. It's true, one time we said, when soldiers were told to say, those that are fearful, you can go back. There are some issues, yes, where people are afraid. A soldier, a trained soldier, who swore to say, yes, I will defend my country, but he is told, if you are fearful, go back. Then you saw a man with an AK-47, a machine gun, fearful, going back.
So those
are the real issues that we're talking about. And God is saying, stand still. I am looking for somebody, a sister or a brother, who is saying, this issue of mine, I have tried. Many days, many years, I have tried, I have prayed, I have done all that I can, but I cannot help myself. Maybe a sister is saying, yes, I have seen my days, but no brother is coming my way.
Days
are progressing, but no brother is coming to me. Be still and know that I am God. Don't help your situation,
or
you will not be, and you are not able to help yourself. In fact, if you are standing still, if you are a soldier, you are surrendering to say, hands up. You know, also sometimes it's very difficult to surrender. That's one problem with humanity. We always want to help the situation. We always want to help God. But God needs no help from no man. Because he is not Baal. It's only Baal who needs help. But our God is awesome. He reigns from heaven above. The prophet says, in the message, stand still. Paragraph 38. Jesus stood still, said, "Bring him here."
Jesu akateramira akati, "Munzei kuno."
Oh, brother.
Oh, hama.
Jesus stood still.
Jesu akatozorora.
And they brought the beggar to him.
Vakaunza mupemi kwaari.
His faith stopped the Son of God and brought him to a standpoint.
Kutenda kwake kwakamisa mwana komana waMwari kukaita kusvika kuti amusvike pakumira.
I say tonight,
ndinoti manheru ano,
I don't care who you are,
handinei nekuti ndiwani,
or what your name is,
kana kuti zita rako ndiani,
how poor you are,
wakaromboka zvakadii,
how far you've gone,
wambofamba rwendo
zvakadii, your faith tonight will bring God to a standstill.
Kutenda kwako nhasi uno kunotomisa Mwari
to hear your humble cry,
kuti anzwe kudanidzira kwako.
Be still and know that I am God.
Zorora uzive kuti ndini.
Don't listen to the rambling babble of the outside world and those things like that. Stand still and know that I am God.
He
stopped him and they brought blind Bartimaeus to him. And he said, "What would you that I do?" He said, "That I might receive my sight." That was the little talk that he wanted with him. So for him, Bartimaeus, he just wanted that little conversation to say, "I want my sight." You might also have a situation this morning, just have that little conversation with him. Just whisper your need to him this morning. I know, like Bartimaeus who received his sight, by the time you leave this service, you will receive that which you are requesting the Lord to do for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, the earth is going to stand still one of these days. Even the earth that is holding you, your body is going to stand still one of these days. But by the time it will stand still, make sure you have made your life right that you'll be able to meet the Maker. The prophet says, prophet
anoti,
paragraph 40 of the same message,
paragraph 40, marizeme chete.
Yes, brother,
Hongu hama,
some of these days this old earth is going to stand still. Some of these days time going to stand still, listen to God speak. You stop sometime. I got my kids to raise. I got this to do. I got to wash. I got to plow. These things to be done. Stand still a minute. Let God speak. He will do something for you. One of these days, he will speak and the sun will turn no more. He will speak to the moon and it will fail to give its light. Someday I'm going to preach my last sermon. Someday I'll pray my last prayer. I'll pull this old Bible for its last time. And every mortal will in this body of mine will stand still. But at that time, I'm going over on Zion to live forever with him. Praise be the name of the Lord. We are not afraid of dying, because dying or death will take us to our Maker. But what is important, we should be ready all the time to say, when that will of mortal life comes, you should be ready to meet the Maker. By and by, when the morning comes, by God's grace,
nenyasha dzamwari,
let's live right.
Isu ngatirame zvakanaka.
Let's walk right.
Ngatifambe zvakachena.
Let's think right.
Ngatifunge zvakanaka.
Let's dress right.
Ngatipfeke kwazvo.
Let's dress right.
Ngatipfeke zvakanaka.
Everything that we do, let's do it right.
Zvese zvatinoita ngatizviti zvakanaka.
Such that when he says stand still,
kuitira kuti pano zoti zorora,
you will be able to go to heaven.
Unogona unokwanisa kuzoenda kudenga.
By standing still, my brother,
nekuzorora hama yangu,
you are escalating your situation to God.
Uri kukwidziridza nyaya dzako dzisa kune
musiki. You are declaring to God.
Iwe uri kutozivisa Mwari.
Say, I am not able.
Woti ina handikwanisi.
My capability is limited.
Kukwanisa kwangu kwakusvika
pakukwira. I am inviting you, Lord, to take over.
Ndakukudaidzai kuti muuye mutungamire nyaya yacho.
And God loves that.
Mwari anozvida izvozvo.
When his child or children escalates issues to him, he feels, yes, I am the father.
Vana vavo pavano reporta nyaya dzavo kuna baba vanobva vanzwa kuti haiwa ndini baba kainini.
The prophet says,
prophet anoti,
when he was challenged in South Africa,
pakadenwa South Africa kana kupikiswa
South Africa, by God's grace we share a border with that country.
South Africa nenyasha dzamwari dziri hama dzedu dzepa next door.
So he was challenged, yes, in our neighboring country.
Vakapikiswa munyika yatinotambidzana nayo munyu.
But listen to what the prophet says.
Teerera zvinotaura nemuprofita pano.
In the message, believe from the heart.
Mumaridzo inonzi believe from the heart.
Paragraph 101.
Paragraph 101.
Down in South Africa, I was challenged by a bunch of witch doctors.
Ndiriko South Africa ndakapikiswa neboka remasangoma.
And standing there, one among the dozen or more, they were trying to throw spells on me.
Vakamira ipapo ndikati mumwe chete pane vangaita tikovu kana kudaro vaida kukanda vaida kuuka pandiri.
But God just made them stand still and watch the glory of God to restore sight, blindness, stuff to the afflicted people. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Vaone kuMwari achidzorera kuona kwemapofu nezvimwe zvakadaro kune vanhu vanorwara nekubatikana.
Yonder in Karlsruhe, Germany.
Ndiri kuKarlsruhe, Germany.
One afternoon when the spiritualists come out, they wanted to fast with me at a hotel.
Vamwe vauki pavakauya vachida kurwisana neni kuhotera.
They wouldn't let them come in.
Varume vaisavatendera kuti vapinde.
They said we'll throw a spell on that meeting this afternoon.
Ivo vakati tichatumira zvinhu kumusangano masikati iwayo.
There will be no one come.
Hakuna munhu ari kuzouya kumusangano.
Throwing a spell so that people don't come to church.
Vaitumira zvishiri kuti vanhu vasauye kuchechi.
You can see that's an evil spirit.
Utoona kuti mweya tsvina kai.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now listen.
Teerera manje.
No, even if you see you feeling like you don't want to go to church.
Nyango uchitonzwa kuti aiwa nhasi zvechurch zviri kure neni.
No, just remember this quote.
Chingofunga kana kurangarira chinokorwa chi.
To say, oh, that's a spell being cast out.
Kuti pane zvishiri zvatotumirwa kuti usaende kuchurch.
Even if you don't have bus fare.
Nyango usina mari yebus.
You can say, Lord,
unogona kuti Mwari,
oh, if this is a spell that's being cast, no, I refuse it in the name of Jesus Christ.
Kana zviri zvishiri izvi ndinozviramba nezita raJesu Kristu.
Oh, if that is the spell, you cast it out in the name of Jesus Christ.
Atima demonica wotodzinga nezita raJesu.
That bus fare, you get it.
Maria bazi unozoiwana.
And you come to church.
Unotozouya kuchurch.
Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Oh no, we should not fear these devils.
Isu hatifani kutyisa madhimoni aya.
Because we have the power in the name of Jesus Christ.
Nekuti simba tinaro nezita raJesu Kristu.
It is an evil spirit forbidding people to go to church.
Mwechina inorambidza vanhu kuti vaende kuchurch.
Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
We'll throw a spell on that meeting this afternoon and there will be no one come.
Tichatumira zvinhu kumusangano iwo masikati hakuna munhu anouya.
We'll blow it down with a storm.
Hanzi tichatumira dutu rigopfuridza zvese zviende.
This is not to say it will not happen. It will happen.
Yes, nyaya kuti hazvisi kuzoitika. Zvinotoitika
zvino. But you have to stand still, my brother.
Asi kana zvaitika chizorora.
If you try to use your own power, you will fail.
Ukaedza kushandisa simba rako unokundikana.
But you stand still.
Asi unozorora wakateramira.
Because the Bible says, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord.
Nekuti Bhaibheri rinoti zorora woteramira ugoona kuponesa kwaMwari.
Be still and know that I am God.
Iwewe zorora uteramire uzive kuti ndiri Mwari.
God wants you to know, to appreciate that He is God.
Mwari vada kuti uzive ugamuchira kuti iye ndiye Mwari.
So if you stand still, if you be still, yes, then God will show that He is God.
Ukagona kudzikama wopfava uye anozokuratidza kuti ndiye Mwari.
There was about 20 on one side and 20 on the other. And they were going through with their enchantments and cutting their feathers with scissors and going through things like that to throw the spell. And all of a sudden, that red 30,000 tent began to quiver and shake. And the winds blowing. And I was preaching. And something said, stand still. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is just enough just hearing those two words. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I don't say, excuse me, that means praise our God. Hallelujah. And God made that storm stand still. Move back. There were about 40,000 souls that day and night. Sweat into the kingdom of God by it. Stand still. That's right. He gives witness. God will allow those situations to happen. So that after you stand still, after you declare or you have given Him the chance, then the glory will go to Him. Yonder in Sweden or Switzerland,
I'll
say over in Finland, one day a little dead boy was laying on the other side of the road. Ran over him, mashed his little body to pieces, so broken up until his foot was even through his stocking. Car ran over him and dragged him up like a rag. Like that, kicked him up in the air and threw him across the road. His eyes was bulged out, mouth was open, tongue hanging out and blood running from his ears. But 2 years before there, God had showed him the vision of it. Walked up, looked to the child, walked away crying, and the Lord or something supernatural put His hands on my shoulder and said, isn't that the boy I showed you? Oh, what a feeling. There stood the mayor of the city, the chief man, he is called, and God had them stand still that He could show His mighty power to raise the dead, bring him back to his life again.
So,
brother and sister, when we are talking about be still, we are saying do not help God. We are saying put yourself outside the equation. I'm sure those people who are going to school, they deal in quadratic equations. But we are saying you remove yourself from that. And let God do the fighting for you.
Worega Mwari achikurwira pachake.
If you empty yourself out,
iwe kana ukazvibvisa munzira,
God will show his power.
Mwari vanozoratidza simba ravo.
He will show that he is God.
Vacharatidza kuti ivo ndivo Mwari.
You know, just a little tip, some sisters. When you see you want, you know, something from your husband, just give him his position as a father, as a husband, and you will see that he can do wonders.
Regaini bobatsira ma sister. Kana mune chimwe chinhu chamurikuda, murikuda ngatiti muda mhembwe. Muratidza murume wenyu kuti ndiye baba. Nyangwe akauya netsuro, motenda tsuro yauya iyo mhembwe iri kuuya.
Hallelujah. Amen. That's it. If you show him that, give him his position, the following day, you will get much more than you expected. If a natural man, a husband, can do that, how much more our heavenly Father? Hallelujah.
Amen.
The prophet says,
prophet Avanoti,
In the message, believe from the heart.
Marizo, believe from the heart.
113. Talking about yourself being removed from the situation or from the equation. And if you can just empty your own intellectual thoughts out and give God the right of way, he can declare his character through the work of your yielding. So the more you yield to God, the more you empty yourself out, that's the more God is going to deliver you. Empty out. Get the world. Get your doubts out of the way. If you come to the altar to be prayed for and say, I will go up and see if I will get healed, God can never declare his works. You've got to get your own thoughts out of the way and he will fill you. The prophet says again, prophet, if the message stand still. Let us say,
Gatiti,
praise be to the Almighty and Living God.
Zitarashi, ngarirumbidzwe, iye ane masimba ose anorarama.
Let us say,
Isu, ngatitaurei zvimwe chetewo isu.
Let us say,
Gatiti,
praise be to the Almighty and Living God. Do you believe it? Just stand still and know that I am God. He said, it's not your battle. It's God's battle. So if it is God's battle, so why do you want to help him? Just stand still and then see that he will do the battle for you. In a raging battle, my brother, my sister, you stand still. He will take over. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Give God a chance. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Take your position.
Tora nzvimbo yako.
God will take his position.
Yavo.
The prophet says,
prophet Anoti,
in the message, stand still.
Marizo, stand still.
Paragraph E8. So many times that we get to a place where we can't stand still and nervous. Just as we start to do something good, then we see trouble coming. But that is the devil trying to upset the program of God. We find in our individual lives, we find it in our church world, we find it in our national affairs, you find it everywhere. And then we can know that when we are getting ready to do right, wrong is always present. But the way to overcome that is to think in your heart which way God will have you go and which is the best way. Stay with that way.
iwewe ndiye kufunga moyo mako kuti mwari varoda kuti uende kupi nzira yakanakisa ndeipi obva ogara ipapo panzira iyoyo.
So in this that great day of frustration the Lord spoke.
Munguva ino yekumanikidzika
mwari akataura. He spoke through a little prophet standing near and said, stand still and see the salvation of God.
Vakataura nemuprofita anga akamirapo vakati zorora muteramire muone kudzikinura kwaMwari.
You will not have to fight in this battle.
Zvikanzi hondo ikai hamusi kuzorwa.
But as long as they were together and praying, it was God's battle. Amen.
Asika pavanga vangori pavanga vari pamwe chete mumwe vachinamata hondo yanga iri yaMwari.
So praying is needful.
Kunamata kunodikanwa.
Unity is needful.
Kubatana kunodikanwa.
Then God will take over.
Mwari vanozouya vopindira nyaya yacho.
And I think the same thing applies tonight.
Ndinotenda kuti zvimwe chete zvinoshanda manheru wano.
In this great hour where the great church people, the great churches are stewing and fasting with each other.
Munguva ino yekuti makereke makuru nevanhu vari mumakereke vari kurwisana nekudhonzerana.
Denominational barriers are breaking us apart.
Vari kupatsanurwa nemasangano.
And we battle from this side and that side. It's time to stand still.
Vamwe vachirwa nekoko, vamwe vachirwa nekoko. Yanguva yekuzorora.
It's God's battle.
Hondo ndeyaMwari.
It's not ours to begin with.
Haisi yedu kutanga kwenyaya yacho.
God wants us to stand still.
Mwari vari kuda kuti tizorore.
And when God gets ready to do anything, usually he commands his people to stand still.
Mwari kana vagadzirira kuita chiro chinhu, vanorayira vanhu kuti vazorore.
Also, brother and sister, in your very situation, God is commanding you to stand still. He's saying, be still, because I'm going to take charge. Hallelujah. Praise be the name of the Lord. One time when the test was on, when the covenant people had come out of Egypt, led out of the Holy Spirit, Moses, the great leader, and the spies that went into the promised land, 10 of them come and said, we cannot take it. They are too great and we are too small. But there was two men, Caleb and
Joshua.
They stilled the people. So we are not looking at how big your situation is. We are just looking at your ability to be still. If you can be still, my brother, my sister, you are allowing God to take charge of your situation. Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, we are well able to go and take it. Why? Because it depends on what you are looking at. Some of them were looking at the obstacle, great armies, great walls, great and giant size of people. But Caleb was looking at the promise of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
While these other people were looking, yes, it was real to say those people were big giants. In the same manner, David, when he came before Goliath, for sure Goliath, he was big. If you look at the using your natural eye, it was not possible for David to face Goliath. But you know what? Faith does not look with a natural eye. When you say, be still, in fact, you are saying, it's not me who is doing the fighting, but it is God who is going to fight on my behalf. No wonder why, even when Goliath was coming, David said, it is too late. Let me just hasten and shorten the distance between me and my enemy, because my God has taken over.
Davita aitononokerwa nekusvika kwaGoriati akati rega ndikasike ndinosangana nemuvengi nekuti Mwari achapindura.
That's what happens when somebody has stood still.
Ndozvinoitika kana munhu azorora ateramira.
Because there is no need for you to fear, because it is not you who is fighting, but it is your Father who created you, who created the heavens and the earth.
Hausiririwe uri kurwaka, ndibaba vako vakasika denga nenyika vakurwa saka zorora.
My brother, my sister, if we believe that God created the heavens and the earth, do you think there is anything else that God cannot do? If He created the heavens, if He created the earth, anything that is in heaven, on earth, even under earth, He created.
Mwarika akasika zviri kudenga, akasika zviri panyika nezviri pasi penyika. Munofunga kuti angazoomerwa neiko munhu anokwanisa kuita zvakadaro?
Oh, my brother, let's tell even that doubt to say, you doubt, get off in the name of Jesus. Our God is too big that there is nothing that He cannot do.
Mwari wedu akakurisa kusvikira pakuti haagumirwe, haana chaasingagone kuita.
Oh, I was reading
ndichiverenga
when Joshua was fighting,
Joshua pairwa,
and the people were running away,
vanhu vachitiza.
And then God saw that the people were running away, because He is so big. The Bible says He rained stones from heaven. We know rain as in water. But because He is too big, He said, no, I'm not going to use water. I'm
going
to rain stones from heaven. And which enemy do you think is going to escape the stone of God? I challenge you this morning. If you have a situation, if you have something that's troubling you, what is it that can go, that can hide God's wrath? If stones could be rained from heaven, oh, I challenge you this morning, anything God can do today to make sure that your trouble, your situation is destroyed, annihilated, destroyed completely.
We
are not talking of your problem being to faint your problem. We are talking of a total destruction to your problem. Our God is more than able, my brother. There is no situation that He cannot do. If He could create eyeballs, eyes, somebody, then the prophet asked him, what color of eyes do you want?
Brother.
This is a challenge, my brother. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is Malachi 4. And we believe in Malachi 4 ministry. Asking to say, what color of eyes do you want? Oh, brother. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It shows all things are possible. All things are possible. Only stand still, my brother. Stand still, my sister. Then see the salvation of the Lord. These Egyptians,
Egypta,
which you see, you shall see them again no more. The Lord will do battles for you. Only stand still. Glory be to the name of the Lord. I challenge every foul spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, God is so great, my brother. He wants to show His majesty. He wants to show His power. He is looking for a sister. He is looking for a brother. Where he can display his gigantic, his magnificent, his huge powers. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The prophet says, his boy, Joseph, will come sit on his lap. Or one of the sisters. Then they will say, Daddy, just pull your muscle. Oh, he says, I love that. I love that. The prophet says, even though there is nothing here, but by them just saying, Daddy, pull your muscle, it does me good. Oh, praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Our God also is so pleased when you go to Him and say, God, pull your muscle. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, praise be the name of the Lord. Sometimes
we must provoke.
And this also.
Yes.
In fact, you are saying, God, pull your muscle. Hallelujah. No, go on the offensive. Don't let the devil come in your territory. If you see him coming, like what David did, he went into the territory of the
enemy.
Praise be the name of the Lord. Because you know it's not you who is going to do the fighting. It is God who will fight for you. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Allow me to read again. That's paragraph 13.
Paragraph 13.
Stand still again.
Marzi, stand still.
Now coming up to the Red Sea, what a time. This covenant people who had the promise of God, who were standing on the firm of the promise. It's so strange to see that when people take a stand for God, looks like the devil throws everything in their way so he can throw in their way.
Zvinoratidza kuti kana vanhu vamira naMwari, diabhoro anoedza kukanda zvipanera zvese zvaanogona munzira dzavo.
But praise be the name of the Lord.
Asi zita rashe rirumbidzwe.
But God makes a way through that way.
Mwari anoisa nzira nepakati pedambudziko ipapo.
Some of my greatest experiences I've ever witnessed before God is when I got to a place where I couldn't go over, under, around, just stand still. Praise be the name of the
Lord.
God makes a way through it somehow. He hasn't failed yet. And he will never fail. God cannot fail. God cannot fail. Oh, praise be the name of the Lord. Sometimes he appears as if he is about to fail. The reason is he wants to flex his muscles. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
If you are in a dire situation, you say, thank you, Lord. You're going to flex your muscles through my very situation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But sometimes God's path leads right through such places. Listen to this one. God wanted to show his power. God loves to display his power. Or sometimes, the one I just said, when I take my little Joseph, or my little girls, and sit down to talk with them, get them on my lap, it's also a tip to you, brothers. You know, you should also have time where you can take your child, your little girl, your little boy, sit them on the lap.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I know the one who's standing next to me is enjoying this because pretty soon he will be enjoying this. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And those who dedicated the child, pretty soon they will also enjoy the tips. Hallelujah.
Amen.
One of them says, draw your muscle up,
daddy.
Oh, you got such a big muscle. There's not much there. But as long as they think that, it makes me feel good. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, it makes the prophet feel good. I also experienced it one of these days in my house. Yeah, I did. You flex your muscles. Like the prophet says, even though. I'll tell you, brethren, I felt so good. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise be the name of the Lord. You know, sometimes it's so good, you know, when you read in the spoken word, and then you see it, you are also partaking of it. Some people who do not believe the message, they cannot enjoy this. In fact, maybe if their child will say, daddy, pull your muscle, they might get a whip. But praise be the name of the Lord for Malachi 4. Listen to what the prophet says. There's not much there, but as long as they think that, it makes me feel good. Our Heavenly Father likes for His children to know that He's got muscles. He can do things for them. Did you hear that? It's actually God. He wants you to ask of Him so that He can give you that thing. And the prophet says, and sometimes I bring a conversation up so that it has to lead to that. I just love to hear them say it. So if, say for example, some weeks have passed, a month, no children is coming to say, daddy, pull your muscle. So the prophet says he will try to find a way to lead so that the kids will say, daddy, draw up your muscle. So sometimes God will also put you in a situation. Even it could be sickness, lack of money to come to church. The reason is He would want you to go on your knees, ask God to say, God, flex your muscles so that you can give all the glory to Him.
Marika, vari kutotanga nyaya yekuti uzopedzisira wati wakuda manebhas kuti Mwari ndiratidzaiwo mhasuro dzenyu.
Hallelujah. Oh, I tell you, my brother.
Ndokutaurira hama yangu.
I'm not saying it's wrong to go ask for money from your neighbor or whatsoever. But what I am saying, let's put our confidence, our trust in the true God.
Ini handisi kuti zvakaipa kunokumbira mari kune hama yako kana muvatidzani. Ndiri kuti ngatiisei kuimba kwedu muna Mwari.
If you are lacking,
kana une chauri kushaya,
this is the time to challenge God, to approach Him so that He can flex His muscle.
Ino ndonguva yekudenha Mwari kuti aratidze simba rake nemhasuro.
God wants to hear you say, "Oh Lord, draw your muscle."
Mwari varikuda kunzwa uchiti, "Oh Baba, handiratidzeiwo mhasuro yenyu."
It is up to you.
Nyaya yacho iri kwauri.
Whatever you want, that is your request for God to draw His muscle. Somebody could be money, combi money. Somebody could be something else, even school fees. The definition is only yours.
Nyaya yacho iwewe ndiwe unotara chimiro chaudo kuti Mwari varadze mhasuro. Kuda kuda mari yebhazi, mari yechikoro kana mari yerent.
If you want to deliver you from the bondage of sin, this is you. The request is determined by you. The prophet says, paragraph 16 of the same book,
stand still.
If his people today would only listen to him, stand still to see his promise. He would like to display that same thing to them today. To deliver his people from their bondage of sin and doubt, frustration, sicknesses.
Kudzikinura vanhu vavo kubva munhapwa wechivi, kupokana, kumanikidzwa neurwere.
Hallelujah. And every redemptive blessing that Jesus died for belongs to the people. It's yours. God the sea to stand still and watch him do something. And the other day when the people had been promised, the promised land, they were fighting a hard battle. And Joshua was the head of the battle. And the sun was going down. God wanted to show his people who he was.
I
want to believe it's God who created this situation. The reason is, he wanted to show his people who he was. So he had the sun to stand still while the earth moved or stopped or whatever it did until God displayed his power.
Praise be the name of the Lord.
He could make the sun stand still. Stand still, sun.
What is zuva mira?
I'm fixing to do something.
And
I want to display my power to a people who is doing exactly what I promised them to do. Oh, what a blessed privilege. To know that we serve that same God today. He will make everything stand still while he displays his power. Hallelujah. The reason is, after doing that, he would want you to come and acknowledge that yes, it's true. It is my God who did this. What happened when they're in the boat? The disciples, they tried to help. Helping themselves. But they'd forgotten. You have to stand still. God will allow you
to
exercise your power if you think you are able to help yourself.
Where you
have come to the end of your
wits,
that's when he comes
in. I'm
sure the disciples, they tried to help one another to scoop the water out. But sometimes, you know, if we just use your natural, you know, thoughts, there is no way you are in the sea. Water is coming in the boat. Even if you scoop it out, you are already in a heap of water. There is no way. They should just have realized we are not able to help ourselves. We just have to stand still and then call upon the master of the wind, the master of the sea.
Kuti hapana chatinogona kuzvibatsira nacho. Wodana mukuru wegungwa nemukuru wemhepo.
I know the maker of the rain.
Ndinoziya musiki wemvura inonaya kubva kumusoro kudenga.
He can make the storm to quieten.
Vanogona kunyaradza dutu.
He will simply say, peace, be still.
Vanongoti gungwa nyorara kana kuti zorora.
We have to call him on the scene today.
Tofana kumudeidza panyaya yacho nhasi.
God wanted to display his power.
Just
reading. He walks up to the helm of the boat and put his foot upon it and looked up towards heaven. To the winds and said, peace, be still. And the winds and the waves stood at attention while the Son of God with his little church sailed across the sea. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Akabva gungwa nemhepo zvese zvakamira attention. Mwanakomana waMwari achiratidza simba rake.
God made the winds and the waves stand still.
Mwari akaita kuti mhepo nemafungu zvinyarare.
He loves to display his power.
Vanofarira kuratidza simba rake.
God loves to show his omnipotence. In actual fact, God wants to show his power. Praise be the name of the Lord. Give God a chance to show his power. Don't help him. If you help him, he will fold his. The prophet says,
Paragraph 25.
And when the greatest prince that ever stood on earth was led to Calvary, as an antidote for sin, there he died to take away the sins of the world. And he was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities, and with his stripes we were healed.
Akakuwadzwa nokuda kwekudarika kwedu, akakuwadzwa nokuda kwekusarurama kwedu, namavanga ake takaponeswa.
When he was laid into the grave and there laid there for 3 days and nights,
akaiswa muguva akavatamo kwemazuva matatu neusiku hutatu.
He could not see corruption because the Bible said he could not. God made every devil in hell take back everything he had ever said.
Mwari akaita kuti madimoni ese anga ari kugena adzore mashoko anga ataura.
Oh, how I love this wonderful Jesus.
Mumadiro andinoita Jesu anoshamisa.
He make every devil in hell drop a flag. He made every unbeliever, every critic to shame. When he displayed his mighty power, death stood still over Jerusalem. Jesus rose again from the dead and is alive tonight, the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Jesu akamuka kubva kuvafi mupenyu nhasi ndiye mumwe chete zuro nhasi nokusingaperi.
The prophet talks of Congressman Upshaw.
Branham anotaura pamusoro pa Congressman Upshaw,
who was afflicted 69 years.
vakanga vakarohwa nekuremara kwamakore 69.
So for 69 years,
kwemakore 69,
he was wheelchair bound.
I got him a wheelchair.
That's a lifetime.
Upenyu wese uyu.
If we do a census in here, there are very, very few people who are 69 years of age.
Kana tikaverengana panamba tinotoona kuti vanhu vakapfuura makore 69 vashomanana chaizvo.
But somebody,
asi mumwe munhu,
was wheelchair bound.
Akanga ari muwheelchair
for 69 years.
Kwemakore 69.
So he had visited all the good, best, whatever specialist to have his problem rectified.
Wanga ashanyirana mazvikokota nachiremba vese zvavo kuti agadzirise nyaya yake zvichiramba.
But they could not help him.
Vanga vasingagone kumubatsira.
If somebody had helped him, a physician,
dai akabatsirwa nemazvikokota wachiremba,
credit was going to be accorded to that physician.
Miri yese yaizopewa chiremba iyi.
But
asi,
after all is said and done,
mushure mwe zvese zvaitika zvapfuura,
after all human effort has been exhausted,
simba rese revanhu raedza kushanda zvaramba,
Congressman Upshaw came to a standstill.
Vakasvika pakuzorora.
And then what happened?
Ko zvino chii chakazoitika?
In the meeting of Brother Branham,
vari musangano wa Brother Branham,
69 years he had waited.
Vanga vamira kwemakore 69.
Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
But God made the scientist stand still and see Congress Upshaw rise from his wheelchair and come to the platform giving God the praises.
Marika vakanyaradza vana mazvikokota vanhu vakaona Congressman Upshaw vachisimuka pauche vachiuya pa platform vachirumbidza zita raMwari.
Praise be the name of the Lord.
Zitarashiriro.
That's exactly our God whom we serve.
Uyu ndiye Mwari watinoshumira.
Is there anyone with a situation that is as dire as this one?
Pane here munhu pano ane chimiro chakaomarara kusvika pajinano ichi?
If God, through his servant Brother Branham, raised him from the wheelchair after 69 years, how about your situation, my brother, my sister?
Ko kana Mwari vakasimudza murume uyu anga ari muwheelchair kwamakore 69 years kuburikidza naBrother Branham, ko kuzoti chimiro chako iwewe?
Paragraph 29, the prophet says,
paragraph 29,
I be his servant tonight and declare him right. God will make every sin that you ever committed, the devil that called your soul for his own, he will make that devil stand still tonight. Watch the power of God come down and take away your sin and iniquity and give you the baptism of the Holy Ghost. He will surely do it. He will make every cancer drop. He will make every blinded eye come open. He will make the cripples walk. He will let the devil who afflicted you stand still and see the glory of God. It's not your battle. Just stand still. It's God's battle. Don't be frustrated. Don't be upset. Stand still. Hallelujah. Oh, brother and sister, it is time now when you face a situation. The prophet is saying, don't be upset. You just stand still. Oh, praise be the name of the Lord. It will not help you to be upset. Your faith should declare your victory. Remember, faith is hairs on its chest.
Rangarira kuti kutendaka kune mvere padundundu.
And when faith speaks, everything has to shut up.
Kana kutenda kwataura zvinhu zvese zvinofanira kunyarara.
I'm just being reminded now.
Ndiri kungorangaridzwa iko zvino.
You know, sometimes, yes, we have to follow instruction. If God says stand still, indeed stand still. Do not fight. What happened to the walls of Jericho? They were told, you just have to go around the walls. Hey, I can imagine people would have said, what sort of strategy is this that we just walk around the wall? But if God says something, just obey it. So they just started walking. I'm sure the army inside, they were saying, we have never seen crazy people. Hallelujah. You know, it's also just reminding me as well. You know, sometimes, yes, if you look at Dathan and
Korah,
with a natural eye, yes, we put a blame on them. But look, the army is behind you. There are mountains on the side. And there is the sea. And somebody, Moses says, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Oh, that takes more than the natural eye, my brother. And Moses says, we are going to go forward. I'm sure you have watched the Ten Commandments. Dathan asked, go anywhere in the sea? Oh, I said, oh, that's a question for sure. To say, am I going to go in the sea? Oh, I want to challenge you this afternoon. If you are putting blame on Dathan, a whole sea, he is asking Moses to say, do you want us to go in the sea and die? But you are doubting God for your little asthma. If I put Dathan here and put yourself here, who is more normal? What is more normal? A whole sea, my brother. Oh, my brother, it takes somebody to challenge every situation this afternoon. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If they walked on dry ground, there is no situation today. There is no situation in this church that can stand before my God. If you don't trust your God, I invite you to my God. Put your trust in my God. I have confidence in my God. He fights every situation. I know my God. He has not failed me. He has never failed before. He will never fail. What a God we save, my brother. Oh, I'm inviting you, my brother. Put your trust in the true God. Don't put your trust in chariots. Don't put your trust in horses. But put your trust in the true God. He is awesome. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom and power. Remember, he knows the end from the beginning. Can I tell you this afternoon, my brother, before the foundation of the world, God knew what was going to be preached today. He knew exactly where you are seated today, and he knew exactly that you are going to believe this, and after you believe, you are going to get what you are in need of. Even if the devil does not believe it, even if he wants to doubt it, it will not change the mind of God. Oh, my brother, I don't care what the devil says, what he doesn't say, it will not change anything. What God declared before the foundation of the world, it will stand true and sure. Oh, I don't care what the devil says. In fact, I don't even want to listen to him. Don't waste your time listening to the devil. He is a liar to begin with. He is still lying even today. If he is given more years, he will still continue to lie. So why do you waste your time listening to a liar? Oh, my brother, you don't have to be a prophet. You know, whatever the devil will say 10 years from now, those will just be lies. And God's word is true. It will defeat the enemy anytime, anywhere, under any situation. The word of God will just defeat the enemy. Oh, praise be the name of the Lord. No other word is important to me. It is only the word of God. If you just take the word of God, you be still, you stand still, you just know all is well. Even where there is trouble, storms brewing, but just stand still. I promise you something. You are going to see the salvation of the Lord. Oh, my God is a warrior. He is a warrior. He is a real warrior, my brother. He is a fighter. He knows all the styles of fighting. One time he rained stones. The other time he said, you just sing songs of Zion. And the walls on their own, they crumbled. Different strategies my God uses. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sometimes mulberry trees, the leaves will just move. Change of strategy. Oh, my God, my God, my God is awesome. The devil might think he is coming through songs, but God will just say no. Just extend a little love. That's another strategy. Oh, and the devil does not, cannot comprehend this. Where he's coming with a rage, so furious, with hate, then you just show him the love, the opposite. Praise be the name of the Lord. You know, hate is of the devil. No wonder why you saw that bull. I'm sure it was, you know, when you are full of rage. Sometimes you can lift things that ordinarily you will not be able to lift. That's rage. Hate. But if you took it the other way around as well, if hate, rage can do that, how much more the opposite, the love? We're not talking agape now, no, we're talking filial, that human love. Because this rage, hate, it operates in the human realm. So if we talk filial love, no, we're not talking agape, just filial. It will do wonders. Now we're still now, if we then go the agape love now.
No,
there is nothing, nothing that can stand. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
You know, I was saying, talking to somebody about that woman who had the issue of blood, who was then told to say, plainly speaking, she was a dog. No, if you look at it, that's, yes, it's a strong word. But to me, I'm saying, I think, you know, somebody, if somebody calls you Satan, yeah, I think on that you are allowed for rage to come out. No, indeed. Satan, because this is the worst, I think, type of, I would say, word not found in the common dictionary that is used to say something that is not right to a human being. But now, even that word has been ascribed to you. But where there is that genuine agape love, when that rage comes, that genuine love suppresses that rage, or it pushes it out, and then you can say, brother, I forgive you. Remember the prophet in a sphere like this, he was preaching. And a couple, they were doing things not expected in a church. And the prophet, if he wanted the couple just to disappear, they were going to disappear. But look at what genuine love does. That is genuine love. They were forgiven. They did not perish because of the genuine love. If the prophet had not given God the chance to stand still, I'm sure we're going to read in the spoken word that a couple disappeared. But praise be the name of the Lord. For a prophet who could stand still and then see the salvation of the Lord. Sometimes we look, we feel sorry about ourselves, brother and sister. We think we are nothing. We think we are nobodies. But that's not correct. The prophet says in the deity of Jesus Christ, I like this quote. Paragraph 80. That's right. Men and women, it's time that we found out who you are. Hey, so it means we don't know who you are. Now we want to find out who you are. The devil is trying to hide you back. Tell you that you are some little cowered down something. You are not. People seem not to believe it. The prophet is saying, The devil is trying to hide you back to tell you that you are some little coward, done something.
He's
saying you are not. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Who are you?
Kumranani.
You are sons and daughters of God. The deity is not in heaven, it is in you. Oh, so if deity is not in heaven, and it is in you, so therefore, you are not a little somebody. Whatever you say, it can make things change. So you have to watch you, what you say, my brother, my sister. Because what you say will come to pass. Glory be to God.
Amen.
The prophet says, I know you think I'm crazy. But let me tell you something, brother. When you realize that Almighty God lives in you, immortal life, my life I give, Zoe. Hallelujah. When you realize that, the prophet says on paragraph 82, and brother, sister, that deity is in you. A little while and the world see me no more, yet you shall see me, for I will be with you, even in you, till the end of the age. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Christ in the manger.
Christu, are muchijigiro here?
No.
Great.
Did you hear that?
Imagine there is.
Christ in the manger, and he says no.
And the Christu are muchijigiro here? Great.
Christ in you, hallelujah.
Christu mauri, hallelujah.
So Christ is not in the manger.
Christu asiri muchijigiro.
If you go in the manger looking for Christ, you will not find him.
Ukaenda mudanga muchijigiro uchitsvaga Christu haumuwani.
But if you want to find him,
asikana uchida kumuwana,
go to Eastleigh Tabernacle.
Enda ku Eastleigh Tabernacle.
Visit a sister there.
Shanyira hanzvadzi
irimo. Visit a brother there.
Shanyira hama irimomo.
Then you will see Christ.
Unozoona Christu.
We are not worshipping Christ in the manger. But Christ in you. The Holy Ghost. The hope of life. Hallelujah. The Creator. God Himself dwelling in the human being. It does not yet appear what we shall be. But who shall see him as he is? For who be made like him? The spirit in the human being. Oh, praise be the name of the Lord. Brother and sister, our God is looking for somebody who in a situation will stand still. Not threatened by whatever circumstances is engulfing the person. But one who says, I'm so thankful unto the Lord for entrusting me with a situation. You are saying, Lord, I'm going to stand still. Because in that, God is going to show his power. He is going to flex his muscles. Oh, God is looking for a sister. God is looking for a brother. Who is saying, I have been a loafer for too long a time. I don't even know what it means to pay offerings. I don't even know what it is to pay tithes. Oh, but one is saying, Lord, I'm going to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
One is saying, I also need to help my brother. But I cannot because I do not have. But you have an opportunity today.
The
only thing you have to do is to stand still. And you will see the salvation of the Lord. Some are being troubled at work. Even in the vicinity where they stay. The prophet is saying, do not be upset. Just be still, my brother. Love even that boss. Love that person who is troubling you. Oh yes, my brother. Do that. Do them good. Those people who hate you. Those who persecute you. Love them.
Vanokushunguruza, vakakuvenga, vaitire zvakanaka, uvade.
Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ? They were saying all things about him. They were saying he is an illegitimate child. But did that stop him from doing miracles? After they called him, this is an illegitimate child, he will just go to that woman of ill fame and say, your sins, which are many, are forgiven. Hallelujah.
Praise
be in the name of the Lord. Do not let a situation change the way you live, my brother. Christ in you should make sure situations change for the better. You press towards the mark of the high calling only when you stand still. When you stand still, that's when God comes to your situation. Even the lions, they stood still at attention when they saw Daniel. I'm challenging you this afternoon. Your situation has to stand still when it sees you that you are not moving. Let's rest our feet.
That is the
sure, we're going to sing the first song we sang today. We're
going
to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. These Egyptians whom you see, you shall see them again no more, forevermore. You know who your Egyptian is? You know who your Goliath is? So today, as you live here, your Goliath has to die. You should move holding the big ears of the head of Goliath. Because you have stood still. Be still and know that I am God.